VICT Consultancy.
Hello everyone, and welcome to this podcast in which I'll be showing you the new features of version 2.0 of VTurbo for NVDA. For those who have never heard of VTurbo before, it is a standalone application which adds some new features to NVDA, including, for example, the ability to store a complete set of NVDA settings for each application that you use, the ability to create voice profiles, including synthesizer and voices and all the associated settings, which you can easily recall from a menu. And it enhances the way you read with NVDA. For example, when you use Say All on a web page and jump from heading to heading, speech is no longer interrupted. And there are some other great features as well. If you want, you can listen to my earlier podcasts on VTurbo. There was a longish one issued with the release of VTurbo at the end of August of 2012, and a follow-up one, What's New in Version 1.1, of VTurbo, released a little later. Now, in fact, the version immediately before 2.0 was VTurbo 1.5, released in December 2012, along with the launch of VMouse for NVDA. The main purpose of version 1.5 was to make VTurbo work well with VMouse, but it also introduced another new feature, the ability to maximize automatically any window that happens to have focus. So the new features in version 2.0 are the ability to create braille profiles for those who use a refreshable braille display with NVDA, and a much asked for facility, the ability to export and import your VTurbo settings, either for the purposes of backup or to transfer your settings from your first NVDA installation to another computer that you have.
Braille profiles.
The idea of being able to store and recall braille profiles comes from the existing voice profiles feature of VTurbo for NVDA. The basic idea with voice profiles is that when you have chosen a synthesizer and a specific voice, adjusted the pitch, the speed, the volume, and so on, you can then create a voice profile, give it a name, VTurbo then saves it, and you can recall it later from a menu item, to load a voice profile. And braille profiles work in substantially the same way. So if you do have a refreshable braille display, what kind of settings would you want to put in a braille profile? Well, let's go into the braille settings dialog in NVDA. Firstly, I'll bring up the NVDA menu.
NVDA menu.
Go into preferences.
General settings dot dot dot. Synthes voice braille settings dot dot dot. R.
That's the one we want.
Braille settings dialog. Braille display colon. Combo box no braille collapsed all plus D.
When you open the Braille settings dialog, the cursor lands in a list of Braille displays which are supported by NVDA, and by default it will go to no display. So if you have a particular kind of Braille display, you will need to choose the driver, the name of that display from this list.
Seeker Braille displays, no Braille, MDV Lily, HIMS Braille Send slash Braille Edge series.
What's the HIMS?
Hedo Profiline USB. Hedo Mobile Line USB, HandyTech Braille Displays.
I'm going to use HandyTech as an example here, but you know, you would have to choose the one appropriate to your make of Braille display. Once you've chosen that, you would then tab to the next control.
Translation table colon, combo box English left paren u dot s dot right paren 8 dot computer braille collapsed alt plus t.
Now, my configuration of NVDA, the default Braille translation table, the Braille code, is English US.
Translation table colon, combo box English left paren u dot s dot right paren 8 dot computer braille collapsed focused alt plus t.
8 dot computer braille. I'm going to change that to English UK grade 2 braille.
English left paren u dot s dot right paren English left paren u dot k dot right paren grade 2.
That's the one. There are other languages and braille tables in this list, and the point is that you can create different braille profiles with different braille translation tables and codes in them, so that you can quickly change from, say, computer braille to grade 2, or even to French, German, Italian, and back again, just by choosing the name from a menu. But I've chosen English Grade 2 here. I'm going to tab to the next control.
Expand to computer braille for the word at the cursor checkbox, checked Alt plus X.
That can be handy if you have contracted braille and you want to see what the letters are which make up a particular contraction. You just put the cursor on the particular contraction and the word automatically expands to show you the various letters and punctuation.
Cursor blink rate left paren ms right paren edit.
Cursor blink rate.
Message timeout left paren seg right paren edit. Selected 4. Braille tethered to colon. Combo box focus collapsed. Read by paragraph checkbox not checked Alt plus. Avoid splitting words when possible checkbox checked Alt plus W.
That control is important if you have a fairly small braille display, a 12 cell, 14 cell, 18 cell, that kind of thing.
OK button.
OK, I've changed it to Handy Text. I'm going to press OK here. Now that I have set up my Handy Tech braille display with a English Grade 2, I'm going to create a braille profile using the new feature in VTurbo 2.0. And I do that, first of all, by going to the VTurbo menu by pressing Control, Windows key, and the Alt key with N.
Context menu.
And Braille Profiles is now a new item on this menu.
Save applications, load app, delete, save, create, load a voice, update current, delete voice prof, Braille Profiles submenu B.
And all of the commands relative to Braille Profiles are on its own submenu.
Create a Braille Profile C.
Create a Braille Profile, which is what we will be wanting, but I'll just go down the menu.
Load a Braille Profile submenu L.
Load a Braille Profile for ones that we've already created.
Delete Braille Profile submenu D. Create a Braille Profile C.
And that's the one we want, so I'm going to press Enter.
Create Braille Profile dialog. Braille Profile name colon. Edit Alt plus N. Blank.
Braille Profile name. I'll say...
English. Grade.
English Grade 2. I'm going to press Tab.
Links to voice profile colon. Combo box collapsed Alt plus L.
Now, I'll say more about that control later. Links to voice profile. But at the moment, it's highlighted on...
No link.
No link.
OK button.
And I'll just press OK. Since I have created that Braille profile, the name of the profile will now appear on the Load a Braille Profile submenu. So I'm going to go back into that. I'll do that quickly by going to the VTurbo menu.
Context menu.
I'm pressing B for Braille Profile.
Create a Braille Profile C. Load a Braille Profile submenu L.
And I'll press Enter.
Default with default voice profile D.
I come back to these other Braille profiles I've created later on. But we're looking for English Grade 2.
Default D. English Grade 2 E.
That's the one. Now, I'm already on it, so I don't need to press Enter on this to activate it. But I do have other Braille profiles I have set up before. Now let's just have a look at them.
Handy Tech Grade 1 with default voice profile H. Test 2 with Fiona T. Test T.
So I have set up a Braille profile for English Grade 2, and now I want to set up a Braille profile for English Computer Braille. So I'm going to go back to the Braille Settings dialog.
NVDA menu, General Setting, Braille Settings dialog, Braille Display colon, Combo Box Handy Tech Braille Displays Collapsed All.
And I'll tab to the translation table control.
Translation table colon. Combo box English left paren u dot k dot right paren grade to collapsed all. English left paren u dot k dot right paren grade 1.
Grade 1.
German grade 2. English left paren u. English left paren u dot k dot right paren grade 2. English left paren u dot s dot right paren 6 dot computer braille.
That reminds me that as of the time of recording at the end of January 2013, I don't think that is supported in NVDA on English UK computer braille table. You've got to use the US one. So I'm going to choose the 6.US. I'll just confirm that in the list.
Translation table colon. Combo box English left paren u dot s dot right paren 6 dot computer braille collapsed focused Alt plus T.
And I'm going to leave the other settings as they were, so I'll just press Enter on that. Now, I want to save that as a Braille profile, so again, I'm going to go back to the VTurbo menu.
Context menu.
Hit B for Braille.
Create a Braille Profile C.
And press Enter on that.
Create Braille Profile dialog. Braille Profile name colon.
And I'll call this Computer Braille.
Computer.
And press Enter. Now that will again appear on the Load of Braille Profile submenu, which I'll go back to.
Context menu. Create a Braille Profile. Load a Braille Pro. Computer Braille.
There we are. But I'm going to go back to the English grade 2. I'm just going to press E.
Applied.
And the voice says applied because it has loaded the configuration file for that. I'm going to go to the Braille settings dialog just to make sure that those changes have in fact been loaded.
NVDA menu, general settings dot dot, Braille settings dialog, Braille display colon, combo box handy tech Braille display.
Which is correct. I'm going to press tab to the translation table control.
Translation table colon, combo box English left paren u dot k dot right paren grade to collapsed alt plus t.
Grade 2, which is correct. I'll escape out of that. Now what I'm going to do is to quickly go back to the computer Braille profile that I created. And I'll do this by using the accelerator keys on the menu. So I'm going to go to the VTurbo menu, hit B for Braille profiles, L for load a Braille profile, and then just hit enter, because computer Braille will be the first entry on that list. I'll do that now.
Context menu. Create a Braille profile. See computer Braille applied.
And it's confirmed, it says applied. So I'm going to go back into the Braille settings dialog in NVDA just to confirm that we now have the computer Braille profile.
NVDA menu, general settings dot, Braille settings dialog, Braille display colon, combo box handy tech, translation table colon, combo box English left paren u dot s dot right paren 6 dot computer Braille.
There we are. So you can quickly change from one Braille profile to the other, particularly by using the letters assigned to them in the menus like that. Having created a Braille profile, it is very easy to delete a Braille profile that you've created, and I'm going to show you how to do that. I'll go to the VTurbo menu.
Context menu.
B for Braille profiles.
Create a Braille profile. C. Update current. Load a Braille profile. Delete Braille profile. Submenu D.
Delete a Braille profile.
Computer Braille C.
And we now have a list.
Default with default. English grade 2. Handy Tech grade 1. Test 2 with Fiona.
Of all the Braille profiles I have created before, I'm going to go to the computer Braille one and delete that.
Handy Tech English default with the computer Braille C.
That's the one I want, so I'll press enter.
VTurbo 4 NVDA dialog. Are you sure you wish to delete the computer Braille profile question? Yes button alt plus.
That's it, gone. After you have created a Braille profile, it is very easy to update its settings if you make any changes. So for example, I'm going to load in the English grade 2 Braille profile.
Context menu. Create a default with V applied.
That's it loaded. I just pressed E for English grade 2 and it loaded there. I'm going to go to the NVDA Braille settings dialog and make a change.
NVDA menu, general settings dot, Braille settings dialog, Braille display, expand to computer Braille for the word at the cursor checkbox checked alt plus X.
I'll just change that as an example. I'll press space.
Not checked.
Now I want to save those changes that I have made to this currently loaded Braille profile. So go back to the VTurbo menu.
Context menu. Create a Braille profile C. Update current Braille profile U.
And that's the command we want, so press enter.
Update Braille profile dialog. Braille profile name colon. Edit alt plus N. Selected English grade 2.
And it gives us the current name of the Braille profile. I'll then press tab.
Links to voice profile colon. Combo box no link collapsed alt plus L.
And it's focused on no link because I did not link this Braille profile with a voice profile. I'll just press enter.
Saved.
And that's the Braille profile now updated. Another really cool feature of Braille profiles is that you can link them to voice profiles you have created. Why would you want to do that? Well, let's say, for example, you speak more than one language. And if you're going to be reading Braille in that language, you might set up a Braille profile for that particular style of Braille, loading in a French Braille table, for example. But if you're still listening to speech coming from NVDA, you would want a French voice as well. And if you have already created a French voice profile, then you would like to be able to load the two at the same time. And in VTurbo, you can do that. You can link a voice profile with a Braille profile, and I'll show you how to do that. What I'm going to do is to create a French Braille profile and link that with a French voice, which I've already created as a voice profile. Firstly, I'll go to the Braille settings dialog in NVDA.
NVDA menu. General setting. Braille settings dialog. Braille display colon. Combo box handy tech. Braille translation table colon. Finish 8 dot computer. French left parent Canada right parent grade 1. French left parent Canada right parent grade. French left parent unified right parent 6 dot computer Braille.
Yeah, I'll use that one. And I'll just press enter. Now, I want to save that as a Braille profile, so I'll do that in the way we did before. Go into the VTurbo menu.
Context menu.
Go to the Braille Profiles submenu.
Create a Braille Profile C.
And we want to create the Braille profile.
Create Braille Profile dialog. Braille Profile name colon.
And I'll call this French Unified.
French.
Now, when I press Tab.
Links to voice profile colon. Combo box collapsed Alt plus L.
This will give me a list of the voice profiles I have already created using VTurbo, and I want to pick the voice which corresponds to French.
No link. Alan. Daniel. Default. Fiona. Max. Paolo. Thomas-French.
That's the one. So I'm going to press enter on that. When I go to the Load a Braille Profile item on the VTurbo Braille Profile submenu, it will give the name of the Braille profile I've just created, but it will also tell us the name of the voice profile to which it's linked. So let's go there.
Context menu. Create a Braille profile C. Default with default voice profile D.
Now this was called French Unified.
Default D. English grade 2E. French Unified with Thomas-French F.
So what VTurbo does here, because we've linked it with the Thomas-French voice profile, it gives the full name there. It says French Unified with Thomas-French. That means that you don't have to type in the name of the voice profile to which the Braille profile is linked. VTurbo does that automatically. You just put in the name of the Braille profile and then choose the voice profile that you're linking it with. You will have realized in creating this that it isn't necessary to have the linked voice profile loaded when you create the linked Braille profile. But you will need to reload this new Braille profile, this new linked Braille profile, in order to get the voice as well. So I'm just going to press enter on this.
Applied.
And there we get the French.
Documents icon 2 of 3. Document.
The interesting thing is, if I go back to the English grade 2, this is what I get.
Context menu. Create a Braille. Default with default day. English grade 2.
English grade 2 is English grade 2. I'll press enter.
Applied.
It says applied. Now, the voice hasn't changed. The reason why it hasn't changed is because we didn't actually link the English grade 2 profile with any voice. So that means that if you have a voice profile loaded, you can change the Braille table without changing the voice. But if you did want to change the voice as well as the Braille profile, then you would need to create a Braille profile with a link to the voice intended. So I've got the English grade 2 Braille table with the French voice in it at the moment. Let's say I wanted to update that English grade 2 so that I always get the Daniel voice with it. I can do that quite easily by going to the Update Braille profile and then just selecting Daniel from the list. So let's do that.
Context menu.
Go to Braille profiles.
Create a Braille profile C. Update cure Braille profile U.
Update Braille profile.
Update Braille profile dialogue. Braille profile name, Eddie Alten. Selected English grade 2.
And I'll press tab to go to the links to voice profile list.
Links to voice profile, combo box collapsed Altel. No link, Alan, Daniel.
That's the one I want.
Document, item view list, today grouping.
Okay, as happened before, in order to get the Daniel voice, I'm going to have to reload that Braille profile.
Context menu, create a Braille profile C, default with document, item,
applied.
And there we are, I just pressed E for English grade 2, and if you go to the load a Braille profile menu, you will now see that the name of that Braille profile has changed to reflect the fact that Daniel is now linked with it.
Context menu, create a Braille, default with default, default D, English grade 2 with Daniel E.
English grade 2 with Daniel.
Exporting and importing settings.
One of the features which VTurbo customers have been asking me to implement for a while now is the ability to export and import VTurbo settings. VTurbo settings come in four different categories. There's a settings file which keeps your VTurbo program preferences, such as whether you want certain features enabled or disabled, whether you want the maximize all windows feature enabled by default, whether you want to start VTurbo at Windows logon, etc. So that's one type of settings file which you can export. Secondly, there are different files for each application, the application-specific settings, which you can create yourself. Thirdly, there are voice profiles. And fourthly, now with VTurbo 2.0, there are Braille profiles. And if you've created a bunch of settings in each of these categories, you might want to be able to easily store them somewhere for an easy backup, or even to transfer them to another computer, laptop, or USB stick. And in version 2.0 of VTurbo, you can now do that by going to the Settings menu and selecting the Export Settings command. And I'll show you how to do that. So go to VTurbo menu.
Context menu.
And just arrow up to VTurbo settings.
Exit VTurbo. Help submit VTurbo settings submenu T.
Go into that.
Maximize all windows. Start export settings dot 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 E.
Export settings, or press enter.
Export VTurbo settings dialog file name colon. File name colon. File name colon. Combo box collapsed. Edit all plus N. Selected VTurbo settings dot VTS.
And you get a default name for your settings file, called vturbosettings.vts, which is the extension for the VTurbo settings file. You can give it whatever name you want, but I'm going to keep the default settings here, and I'll browse to find the folder to which I'm going to save this. It can be saved anywhere on your system.
Downloads 2 of 5, level 1. Recent Dropbox 5, level 2 documents, level 3 my documents. File name, save as type, toolbar, save button, all, VTurbo 2.
And that's it, saved. So I'll now have a file called vturbosettings.vts.
VTurbo 4 and V.
In my documents folder. As I was talking, a dialogue popped up from VTurbo, which I'm just going to read with NVDA and B.
VTurbo 4 NVDA dialog settings exported successfully. Dot. OK button. Settings exported successfully. Dot text.
And that tells me that the settings were exported successfully, which is good. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to go to the Braille Profile submenu. I'm going to delete the two Braille profiles that I created earlier on. And then I'm going to import them back from the settings file that we exported there. So go to the Braille Profiles submenu of VTurbo.
Context menu. Create a Braille profile.
And hit D for delete.
Default with default voice profile. English grade 2 with Daniel E.
Now that's the first one I want to delete. I'm going to press enter.
VTurbo 4 NVDA dialog. Are you sure you wish to delete the English grade 2 with Daniel Braille profile question? Yes. VTurbo 2 podcast notes.t.
And I have to do the same again with the French one.
Context menu. Create a Braille default with default VTurbo 4 NVDA dialog. Are you sure you wish to delete the French unified with Thomas-French Braille profile question? Yes button. All.
Right, now those two are gone and are no longer on my system. But I do have the backup file, the VTurbo settings file. And let's pretend I'm on another system or I'm trying to back up. I can go to the import settings command on VTurbo settings submenu and import those two files again. I'll go back to the VTurbo settings menu.
Context menu. Exit VTurbo. Help submenu A. VTurbo settings submenu T. Maximize all when start V. Export set. Import settings dot 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 R.
Import settings.
VTurbo. Import VTurbo settings dialog documents library. Documents library file name colon. File name colon.
I'm just going to browse to my documents folder and find the relevant file.
Items view list. Access bridge 2 line 0 line 2 not set. VTurbo settings dot VTS 50 type colon.
And there it is. I'll press enter.
Select import settings dialog. Tree view. VTurbo configuration checkbox check selected.
Now, after pressing enter on the name of the settings file, VTurbo then displays a dialog. Select import settings. Because remember that the VTurbo settings file is a single file which includes all of your VTurbo settings files. And so when you are importing, you will want the ability to choose which settings to import. You might not be wanting to import all of your files or all of your Braille profiles. You might just want to pick the ones you want. So here I'm going to deselect the ones I don't want and leave the ones I do. And The tree view, which is displayed by this dialog, shows the four categories of VTurbo settings files. The first one,
VTurbo configuration checkbox checked, focused selected.
Now that's the program settings, the preferences that you have. I already have that okay, so I'm going to deselect it.
Not checked.
The next category down,
application specific settings checkbox checked, collapsed selected.
I don't want to import any of them. I'm going to expand this item in the tree view just to show you what's here.
Expand it. Default checkbox checked selected. QRead checkbox checked selected.
QRead.
TextMaker checkbox checked selected.
These are application specific settings files I have for these particular programs. I don't want any of them, but I don't need to deselect each of them individually. I can just deselect the checkbox of their parent, if you like, in the tree view application specific settings.
QRead default check application specific settings checkbox checked, expanded selected.
I'll take the checkout.
Collapse not checked.
And it collapses.
Voice profiles checkbox checked, collapsed selected.
I don't want any of my voice profiles imported. I'm going to press spacebar to deselect that.
Not checked. Braille profiles checkbox checked, collapsed selected.
Now this is where we want to import just the two that I had deleted earlier.
Expand it. Default with default voice profile checkbox check selected.
I don't need to import that one.
Not checked. Default checkbox check selected.
Ignore that.
Not checked. English grade 2 with Daniel checkbox check selected.
We'll keep that.
French unified with Thomas-French checkbox check selected.
And that one. I'm going to deselect the remaining ones.
Handy tech grade 1 not checked. Test 2 with not checked. Test checkbox not checked.
And I can either just press enter here,
okay,
or tap to the OK, press enter.
VTurbo 4 and VDA dialog settings imported successfully. OK button. VTurbo 2.
And I got a confirmation message. So let's see if that worked. I'm going to go back to the Braille profiles submenu, choose load a Braille profile, and see if those two Braille profiles, which were earlier deleted, are now there.
Context menu. Create a Braille profile, default with default voice prof, default D, Handy Tech grade 1, test 2 with Fiona T, test T, English grade 2 with Daniel E.
There we are.
French unified with Thomas-French F.
There we are. Both of them are there, and it's as easy as that.
Tips and tricks.
Before I wrap up this podcast on the new features of VTurbo 2.0, I thought I would share with you some tips and tricks which you can use to make the use of VTurbo a bit more convenient. One of the things which can be a wee bit annoying when using VTurbo is the fact that NVDA announces configuration applied whenever you load in one of your application settings files or a voice profile or Braille profile or when you use the read just text facility. Now that's quite a mouthful. It's a 7-syllable announcement by NVDA, but you can easily replace that with just the word applied. And you do that by using the default speech dictionary in NVDA. So that if you go into the default speech dictionary, put in the words configuration applied, and then replace that with just the word applied, then anytime you automatically switch from one settings file to another and using VTurbo, then all you will hear is applied instead of configuration applied. And that is seriously less annoying. You can do the same with configuration saved and replace that just with the word saved. But you'll need to bear in mind in both cases that if you're ever reading a document which has those expressions, configuration applied, configuration saved, then NVDA will not read the word configuration. However, those two expressions don't really come up unless you're reading something like the NVDA user manual or the VTurbo user manual, indeed. The second tip is in relation to the dreaded user account control, which pops up like a jack-in-the-box every time you launch VTurbo, or indeed VMouse if you have that. If you're using Windows 7 or Windows 8, it might do that in Vista, but I don't know. But XP, it doesn't have UAC, user account control security, which in my view ought to be unnecessary. If you're using antivirus software, a firewall, you have an internet security suite which prevents hacking and all these kind of things. I wonder why Windows thinks that it is necessary to have an additional level of control in terms of the user account control. But having said that, I would never recommend to anyone to turn user accounts control off in Control Panel. So what happens when you are using the later version of Windows and you launch VTurbo or VMouse? You get a message that comes up saying this program wants to change your Windows configuration or something like that, which is rubbish because neither of them do. And you'll need to answer yes in order to continue with loading those applications. If you have your UAC set to 67% in Control Panel, it's a slider that you can move, then when you launch VTurbo or VMouse, the question will be put to you in what is called the secure desktop. And you will either find, according to how you've set up NVDA, that you get no speech at all, or you might get the default speech. I find that a bit inconvenient. So what I do is I set UAC to 34%. Now that means that I'm still asked to approve the launch of VTurbo and VMouse, but it does it through an ordinary dialog box, which means that I can just immediately press Alt with Y for yes as soon as I hear the beep. And so it's not really a major inconvenience. However, I am persevering in trying to find a solution to this. And if I ever do manage to find out how to stop UAC from interfering with the launch of VTurbo and VMouse, then I will put that into a later version and distribute it to existing customers. But I'm sure that VTurbo 2.0 will be even more useful, especially for users who have refreshable Braille displays. But everyone will be able to benefit from the new feature, which allows you to export and import all of your VTurbo settings very, very easily. As usual, if you have any comments on this or anything else, you can email me at paul@vict-consultancy.co.uk, or you can just visit my website at www.vict-consultancy.co.uk. Thanks for listening.
VICT Consultancy.